Now, my last poem before I call upon Peter Redgrove to help me out is called Loganstone. It's the title poem of my new book. I come from Cornwall, as Lois Shelton says. This is a Celtic land rich in mystery at the very west of England. Among its many mysteries are certain rocks, huge granite boulders, called Loganstones. They are balanced very delicately on the rock beneath, so delicately that a finger can log the rock or move it, make it tremble. But nothing can ever quite destroy it, push it over. And the thought occurred to me that perhaps human relationships are like this too, that if there is a tremble in them, if there is an imperfection, they can endure longer. You are ready to take the strain. Whereas if they have a seeming perfection, then they are in great danger. So, really, I suppose it's a love poem. Loganstone. If it were one stone, it would not be magical. If it were two stones, the attrition of rain cutting into its natural weakness too well, it would not be magical. If its massif could be set, trembling, neither two nor one, for a moment only, say, the logging point of nightfall, it would be magical yet not miraculous. Small worlds may be born of such magic. But that it can go on and on without ceasing, dazzling the spectator with immobile motion, neither two nor one, neither one nor two, doomed and unshakable on its point of infinity, that is the miracle. To be so weak, a finger logs it. What constant strength, what force it takes to be a Loganstone, you and I, what cold, applied granite fire, logging on weakness, no storm can move us.